41-17, 48-17, and now 40-7. They're 4-0. And Coach joins us on the Vaqueros Hotline. And our visit with Coach is brought to you by Brain Vault. And that Brain Vault technology, more than just a mouthpiece, not even a mouthpiece, it's an orthotic that helps prevent concussions. It's tremendous. We'll tell you more about it coming up. Hey, Drew, Coach, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. You're on the road today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Bye week.
Yes. So. Well, that's and what we'll start with that, Coach. What's your goal board during bye week?
Well, the first thing, we call our bye week improvement week, just so my players will be mad that I said that. So, we really have to focus on the things that we've got to get better at, and so we've been doing that this week, and we try to lighten the load a little bit for our guys. You know, they've been grinding for a while since early August, so we try to lighten the load, practice three times, still do competitive stuff, and then give them the weekend off.
Yeah. Improvement week. I like that. Then let's recap last week, 48-7 on the road. Have to be pleased with the road trip, district play starting, and handling your business.
Yeah, I mean, it's so good to start District 1-0. I mean, that's just the key to making the playoffs and the key to winning the district title. And it was good to go there at Dragon. You know, we got three games at Dragon this year, which is kind of unusual. We almost play as many games at Dragon Stadium as we do our home. And so it was nice. First half, go out really, really strong. I think we held them to negative total offensive yards in the first half, and then scored a bunch. So really proud of our start for our team.
Hey, Coach, when you're playing so well, which you guys are playing really, really well early on, and you are, you know, obviously wanting the week-to-week improvement, that's what coaches are focused on, can we get better week-to-week, how do you balance between how they handle success, and you want them to enjoy the success, but also you want that hard coaching early on to make sure that you can keep these guys focused and they are getting better? How do you balance it? Because you want the guys to be praised for their great work, but you also want to make sure that they are focusing on getting better week to week in the process.
Yeah, I mean, you know exactly what you're talking about. You have to do it. You got to balance it, because if it's all roses and everybody's happy, I mean, that's not good. And so our guys have gotten, you know, I hope that they understand that the culture that we've set, and we have new guys coming in every year, right? And it's their turn now. And they understand the culture that was set before them. And that means that we're never satisfied. We're never, ever satisfied. And so at that point means we've got to coach them hard, which y'all know what that looks like, where we've got to demand at all times. And at the same time, when somebody does good, you got to tell them, you know, they do good. We start every week with a positive recap of the game, regardless of what happens in the game, and tell them all the great things. We highlight our players of the week. We do all that stuff. And so we throw them some positivity there, and then we immediately go right into all the things that we did wrong and the things that we have to correct. So I think it's just a good balance. And when you balance it right, players, they thrive on that because they want hard coaching. They want discipline. Sometimes they may act like they don't, but they truly do. And then they also want to be loved and cared about. I think it's great coaches do it, do it naturally.
No question about it. Coach Drew Sanders is with us. And, Coach, you know, it's something that we talked to Todd Dodge recently, and he talked about it, that, you know, how do you get on these runs and just keep winning? And he said something I thought was really well said, and it sounds like what you and Rod are saying. You have to respect every opponent. You have to respect every opponent, meaning you prepare every week that team can absolutely beat you. And obviously sometimes in district play, there's some mismatches here in some of these games. But respecting your opponent means preparing for them like you do every opponent. And then, you know, if you've got to go out and put a big number on them, that's okay. That's just the way it goes. But what you can't do is play down to that opponent and not respect that opponent.
Yeah, you know, we call that term viper level around here. And so what that means is, you know, we have a level of play, and then we expect to hold ourselves to that level of play regardless of the opponent that, you know, that we play. There was a stat that I brought up the other day that was on the internet the other day, and talked about how rare it is for a head coach in a program to be undefeated against programs that finish the season below 500. And this was a stat from a couple years ago, but out of all the FBS programs, there were only like five coaches that were able to do that. And what that means is those trap games, those games that teams are going to end up losing, can you still go win those things? And there were only four or five coaches that had done that the last 5 years. And our record against teams that finished the season under 500 is the past 6 or 7 years is 38-0.
Wow.
And so I'm really really proud of our ability to just show up every game and be consistent at play to that Viper level.
That's unbelievable. Coach, I want to ask you about, and I don't know if you guys have it or not, I want to ask you guys if you guys have an opening script. Sark talks about his opening script a lot, first 20 plays, and obviously what that entails. And it's been a big topic of conversation on the 40 acres. Do you guys have an opening script, number one, and how often does your opening script hit, right? Is it an ultimate success, or do you have to deviate from that opening script?
Man, it just depends on the talent you got on offense, you know,
yeah.
How often that opening script hits. You know, I mean, yes, Coach Mauser, Coach Blake Mauser, who's been with me for almost a decade or maybe a decade, has been calling plays, offensive plays for me. Me and him meet, you know, of course, daily on what we're doing. But he calls the plays. He has 6 to 8 plays that he's going to run first each week for us. But, you know, sometimes bad things happen and you get backed up or you got to get off the script quick. You know, we weren't planning on it being a 3rd and 12.
Yeah.
And so there's sometimes where, like, you wouldn't stay with the script because the third play is like an inside zone, you know, and it's 3rd and 12. And so, you know, but yes, we definitely go in with probably 6 to 8 plays that we want to see how they're going to line up. You know, we're trying to see what people are doing to us. And the interesting thing, like this year, for example, with Miles Coleman, who some of the listeners may not know, but he was the leading receiver in all the state of Texas, 99 catches, almost 1,800 yards last year. And so, you know, everybody has a plan for him. So the first thing is we're trying to figure out what their plan is with Miles. Are they doubling him? Are they doubling him every play? Are they just going to play him straight up? And then we figure out, you know, from that. So a lot of it is just trying to figure that out first. We're a big shift motion. You know, we try to do a lot of the same things that Texas does as far as there's going to be a shift in emotion almost every single play. We'll show doubles and it'll end up in a tight end two-back set, you know?
Yeah.
Vandegrift Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. They're 4-0, and they have a bye week. And one more thing, Coach. I mean, another 21-point first quarter. We've talked about it a lot in our visits on Thursdays. Your team gets off to fast starts. And we talk about your quarterback, Deuce Adams, Mike Adams' son, of course, your receivers coach. You know, what an extraordinary player, because he can win with the pocket, right? And if everything goes right, he makes great throws. But he's really tough for a defense because he can use his legs to scramble for first downs, keep chains alive. I mean, that drives a defensive coordinator like yourself crazy. What a multi-talented player he is to keep these drives going and get you guys off to good starts.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, you know, that's the thing is, like, I go in and each week you're like, okay, as a defensive guy, because that's my core as a defensive guy, right? Who do I got to stop that's going to be aligned in the backfield? Who do I got to stop that's going to be aligned outside in the backfield? And a quarterback, you always hope that the quarterback is not mobile, you know, because if he's not, then it's just like, let's go, you know, and I'm just going to let my guys eat if the quarterback's not mobile. But if he is, it provides so many problems for you as because you can have him. You can have a collector, a guy that's supposed to grab the quarterback, and he's better than him. And so he just runs around and our collect falls down, you know. And so that's what Deuce is. I mean, there have been so many guys that free runners that have him, and then he just scoots just a little bit to the side or takes off, and then his eyes are always downfield. And, I mean, it's he's a very, very good player, and I'm really glad he's on my team.
Yeah, he's a handful. Hey, Coach, last thing, what do you encourage your players to do? You said off week and get off your feet, you know, rest your body, but what else? Is there any instruction of, you know, watch football or anything, or just let them have the weekend to themselves?
Yeah, you know, doctor's orders are stay off the lake and and make sure that you are playing some video games, hanging out with friends, behaving, acting right, and then getting back ready for a big week against Maynard next week.
All right, and we'll preview that next Thursday, Coach. The Maynard Mustangs coming to your place for your second district game off the bye week to the 4-0 start. All right, Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend off.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Loved it, guys.